This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Israeli army is ordering thousands of Palestinians in the city of Rafah in Gaza to leave and move to a humanitarian zone. What's this mean? The AP's Karen Shamas.
The evacuation order is a sign that a long-promised ground invasion of Rafah could be imminent. The United States, Israel's closest ally, has repeatedly urged Israel not to carry out the invasion, saying it does not have a credible plan to protect civilians. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes on Rafah remain a regular occurrence. Overnight, an Israeli military strike killed at least 20 people, including several women and children, one of which was a five-day-old baby whose parents had died from an earlier strike, according to a relative. About 1.4 million Palestinians, more than half of Gaza's population, are jammed into Rafah and its surroundings.
As for the wave of protests at U.S. universities over the Israel-Hamas war, weekend commencement ceremonies went off without very many interruptions. At Ohio State University, though, somebody fell from the stands to their death on Sunday during a graduation ceremony. No details yet. The Houston area has been hit hard by severe storms, heavy rain, flooding. The AP's Julie Walker.
Homes and cars flooded near Houston, Texas. Residents like Cynthia Robinson stranded, needing rescue.
I'm devastated. I just buried my mom Sunday, and it's just overwhelming. It's too much.
KTRK-TV with her when she found out her brother survived the flooding. They also spoke with resident Jamie Hill, whose home took on 3 feet of water.
It's a lot to take in. All we're doing right now is trying to see what we can salvage.
I'm Julie Walker.
Witness testimony resumes this morning in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. Russia says it plans to hold drills simulating the use of tactical nuclear weapons. This is AP News. Looks like the presidential election contest is set, but what about the VPs?
Recent polls show the presidential rematch between Joe Biden and Donald Trump will be another tight race. After a weekend meeting of Republican donors in Florida, Republican Senator Tim Scott was asked on NBC's Meet the Press if he's been approached to be a running mate with Donald Trump.
No conversations about the VP pick, to be honest with you, to be clear. But we had a lot of conversations about the failures of Joe Biden and the success of Donald Trump.
The economy, he says, is the key issue. So is immigration and abortion, which Arizona Democrat Senator Mark Kelly says will be a key factor in his state. He blames Donald Trump for women's rights being rolled back.
This is all on him, that women in the state of Arizona don't have the rights that they previously had.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.